This is the Tri-Star State, a weekly conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of April 8th. Over the past week, there's been a flurry of bills passing or failing or simply being shelved for review by the Tennessee General Assembly. Lawmakers are rushing toward the end of the legislative session as most are preparing for campaign season. It can be confusing to keep up with the fate of the would-be laws that have been making headlines throughout this year, which is why we have someone who spends his days at the Capitol, WPLN State House reporter Chas Sisk. Hi, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
So we've seen Tennessee lawmakers walk away from a number of controversial ideas, including medical marijuana and arming school teachers, but there's still some major pieces of legislation left to be debated. Has the legislature decided what to do about the work requirement for people on TennCare?
Well, no, they haven't. That does look like it's going to be back on the table after hitting a snag a couple of weeks ago. So what happened so far is it's passed the House, but Senate Speaker Randy McNally pulled it off the floor of the Senate before a final vote, and he said he had some concerns about the details of this proposal. Now, the basic idea is that anyone who receives TennCare would have to work at least 20 hours a week, volunteer, or be enrolled in some sort of education program. The problem with this is that it will cost $45 million to administer each year, and only about 90,000 people out of the 1.4 million people who are in TennCare are affected. But Governor Bill Haslam and House Speaker Beth Harwell are very much in favor of this, so it does look like it's going to come to a vote in the Senate.
Well, one thing that seemed to have been shelved was the idea of moving the tomb of James K. Polk, the nation's 11th president, and his wife from Nashville to Columbia. But that's back up again now?
Yeah, that's back up again. And the situation here is that moving Polk's tomb requires legislative approval because it's on Capitol grounds. This has been approved by the Senate, and the House has taken up the measure once before. It got 49 votes, which was one short of what was needed to pass. But opponents didn't get the 50 votes they needed to kill it either. So it was kind of left in this limbo area. And under the Tennessee legislature's rules, that means it can be brought up again. And it has cleared a procedure hurdle, and it does look like this week there will be another vote.
Another issue that's returned is wine in grocery stores. Tennessee passed a piece of legislation allowing sales a few years ago, and now lawmakers are considering expanding sales on Sundays. Well, and those laws have been traditionally tough to pass, so why is this being considered now?
Well, people have been predicting that it would be inevitable that there would be sales on Sunday once the legislature approved grocery store sales a few years ago. Companies like Kroger say that customers just can't understand why they can't buy a bottle of wine on Sunday, especially when it's right there on the shelf, and it's allowed in many neighboring states. So Sunday wine sales have been making its way slowly through the legislature all during the session. The debate has mainly been over balancing the interests of grocery stores and liquor stores, which have not been allowed to be open on Sundays. That goes back decades. So that seems to be resolved, but you do have a lot of lawmakers who are anti-alcohol, and they're not going to like the idea of expanding access at all. They may still find a way to kill it, and I think that's why this has been moving so slowly. Supporters just don't want to make a mistake and have this measure fail.
Well, the session wouldn't be complete without an old-fashioned battle among lobbyists. And this year, one of those fights has been over short-term rental regulations on services like Airbnb. So where's that heading?
You know, that's really hard to say because the House and the Senate have passed such different legislation on this issue. The House wants to overturn the bans on investor-owned units that Nashville and some other cities have passed around the state. The Senate, on the other hand, says those bans are okay, but there has to be a grandfather clause for existing investor-owned properties. One of those two ideas has to give, and it's just not clear which one it'll be.
Well, thank you, Chas.
My pleasure.
You can join us every week throughout the legislative session as we talk about all the happenings at the Tennessee State Capitol. Be sure to subscribe to the Tri-Star State wherever you get your shows.